Like Darius, that's a bitter one out there today. Tell me what went on.
We didn't get enough stops, and we making enough big plays on both sides of the ball. So we ain't doing enough to keep us moving, man. So, yeah, we making enough stops on defense or offense.
The other thing is you had Adrian Green a lot of time, and at the end of the game they seemed they wanted to go to him. You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Of course I knew it was coming. That's their best player, and on the opposite side I wanted to better corners, and of course, you know, it's gonna be a great matchup. He just made a great catches on a lot of them balls, man. You know, tip his hat, that's why he won the best in the game.
And the thing is you're in the Pro Bowl and you played great against him in the first half, and that one throw on the slant, there wasn't anything else you could do. That was just, they get paid too, right?
Yeah, they get paid too. And he made, like I said, he made a great catch, and it's a great catch and great throw by the quarterback, you know. And like I said, he made a great play on that, and I could just do a little more better on my end and just knock the ball down. But other than that, that's a good throw and catch.
What's the message to this team after this game? You're so close, and yet you can't put it away.
You say what again?
The message to the team and folks back at home that this team is so close and you just can't get over the hump yet, from your perspective.
Oh, man, we can get over the hump, man. We just got to execute, man, as one, you know. We don't need to be flip-sided. Either the defense going this good or offense doing that or the special teams that. We got to all be on one page, you know, and one sound. And we went on that today, and that's what caused us to take this L.
Darius, thank you very much for joining us.
Darius, what was the mood in the locker room coming off of the field from that one?
Not a good mood. I mean, because we just officially eliminated from the playoffs, and that's not what we want. And man, you know, that's what it's all about, playing through all season, training camp, all training for that pro season. And with us not going, that's not our cup of tea. So we got to come back, you know, start next week, finish out that game strong at home, finish home for the fans, and get ready, man, and prepare for next year.
How aware were you guys of what was going on with the Falcons and the Panthers today?
Not too much aware, because I had to focus. I had a tough assignment today, so I couldn't focus on what they got going on over there.
Did you hear that the Falcons did lose?
No, I didn't hear him lose.
You didn't know that?
No.
So it seems like in the end, really, Darius, this was kind of a microcosm of the entire season, the things that went wrong today or what has been plaguing you guys all year.
Say that again?
What went wrong today or things that have been plaguing you guys all season long?
True enough, yeah. But like I said, it's our job to get it fixed, and we ain't getting it fixed. So, you got to look at ourselves first, because we the players out there. We know what's coming. We know what they want to do to us. So I don't know why we ain't stopping it, but, you know, we just go have to keep moving forward.
What was the biggest difference today? You guys played so well on defense last week. What were you guys not doing?
I mean, we was playing well on defense again this week. We just made a couple plays here and now, but like I said, they just made more plays than we did. That was it, and that's all we could do right there, you know.
How do you guys keep the focus as you head into a game that, you know, doesn't mean anything for the postseason next week?
Because it's the Cheeseheads. It's Green Bay. They're in our division. Green Bay don't like us, and we don't like Green Bay. So that's how we'll handle it.